Hello.
Hi, this is Maya
Hello.
with Family First. I just missed your call.
Yes, this is Diane Holder.
Hi, Diane. How are you today?
I'm not doing too good today. I'm aching all over. The nurse was here, so that's why I couldn't, call you back earlier.
Oh, it's okay, and I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I don't know if you got my voicemail, but I just needed to make sure that Mark left your house today at 10:30 a.m.
Yes.
Okay,
And my original call was, can I know what his schedule is each week?
his schedule? Okay, hold on one second. Okay, well, he should be there with you until Saturday, so Monday to Saturday. I have that he usually gets there at midnight, and he leaves your house at 10:30 a.m.
Yeah, but now, excuse me, Monday the 4th, I have an appointment at 9:30 at the lung doctor's. And last Monday, I think it was, we was at the Eye Institute until after 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Every time that the schedule changes, Mark lets me know. So that's okay.
Oh, so his actual hours to do things for me is what the what?
2 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Monday to Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't even know that he was coming at 2 a.m. till
Well,
the
I'm
other
sorry.
day.
I already had this conversation with you twice regarding the schedule, and you told me that you were okay with having that schedule.
Not two
I
o'clock
do
in the morning.
remember. Yeah, I do remember because I remember that I even spoke to your services coordinator. I let you know that we could change the schedule. We changed the schedule, but then you requested to change it back after
I
talking to
didn't want to
Mark.
change it back. Mark wanted to change it back.
Yeah, but I asked you to verify that information and you told me that it was
Yeah, at the
okay.
time, but he changes so much, it gets me confused. And then with my doctor's appointments,
Okay.
excuse me.
Okay, well, on that case, we will have to talk, the three of us, over the phone because we have already changed the schedule 3 times.
Oh, well,
And,
see, I didn't know nothing about that. Mark don't tell me. In fact, when I told him I was going to call you to give me his schedule every week, he said, why are you going to do
no, I did spoke to you and you told me that it was okay. I even
Oh, yeah, for his
documented it.
son was home for college.
Once Mark is at your house again, please call me with him on the phone. That way the three of us can talk. Because we cannot change the schedule every month.
I know, and that's what I told him. And I said,
Okay.
Mark, we tried it. I said, but the daytime hours is when I need a lot of things done.
Yeah,
You know, like doctor's
we had
appointments.
changed
And then,
that.
did you know that now one of my eyes I can't see out of until
Yeah,
I get
I
the surgery?
yeah, I understand. It's just that please understand as well that I already had this conversation with you and you told me that that schedule was
It
okay,
was for the
but you're
summer.
changing your mind again. So I do need to talk to the both of you at the same time. So we
And what
cannot.
has changed? I need to know what does he have to do. Like, I just been in the hospital twice for 2 weeks each time, and at the rehab. And I need to know so that I don't want to be stepping on his feet. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, there's certain things I need.
Yeah, please call me once. He should be there tomorrow morning, so please call me with him on the phone so we can
Okay, I
talk,
will.
so
I
we
do
can talk the three
understand.
of us.
I okay,
Okay.
that's good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.